Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, folks? It's your boy, Long Beach Joe, and we back at it, baby. We back at it, right? Got a lot to talk about. A lot of things going on with the Jets. We just brought in, made a new free agency signing that's really going to help us defensively. And I'm excited, cannot wait to talk to you folks about it. Again, 515-602-9639 is the number. We're going to get into it. But listen, I'm the man of the people. I'm here for the people. Let me shamelessly promote my Facebook page. Everyone go on Facebook, search The Long Beach Joe Show. Like that page. My content's up there. Go ahead and give it a listen. Message me. I'll message you right back. I love going back and forth with folks about this football team. Also, leave me some feedback. I love hearing about what you folks think I do here on The Long Beach Joe Show. So without further ado, folks, let's go ahead and get into the show. I am fired up. You can also follow my show as well on iTunes at The Long Beach Joe Show. I'm also on Twitter as well at YoungJ00. You can also follow my show's page at The Long Beach Joe. You can also catch me on Instagram as well at The Long Beach Joe Show as well, 00. Go ahead and check me out, man. My streams as well are it's Long Beach Joe Jets. Long Beach Joe Jets is where I'm live streaming. I know a lot of people listen to me on the show, on Blog Talk Radio, but also live stream, you know, during my shows too. Love going back and forth with everybody. So please, everybody, follow me across all my platforms, you know what I'm saying, and get involved with me. Talk to me, I'll talk back. Now listen, folks, now it's time to get into it, all right? So much has gone on. There's been guys that have moved around, so much to talk about, free agency. But the Jets made a solid signing, man. They made a pretty big signing here. Sheldon Rankins, you know, former New Orleans Saints, defensive tackle, we were able to get him. Two-year deal worth up to $17 million. Now, I know that there was a lot of knocks on Sheldon. You know, some people didn't necessarily love the signing because he has a little bit of an injury history, just a little bit, you know. Missed time as a rookie with a fractured fibula, tore his ACL in 2018. And, you know, that was during a playoff game, though. You know what I'm saying? So he also had a foot surgery in 2019. Missed some games in 2020 as well with, like, a sprained MCL. But, you know, at the end of the day, if this guy can stay healthy, which I believe he will, you know, if this guy can stay healthy, he's a former first-round pick, dude, he will be a monster in his 4-3, a monster. I mean, he's already said he feels more healthy now than he ever has, you know. If he can stay healthy with what we have inside, defensive line will be unbelievable. Look at the situation that we have. You got Fadu Kassi, you got him in the inside, then you got Lawson. Carl Lawson, a guy we just got in the Bengals, he's going to be out on the outside as a defensive end. And then you can also switch and put Quinnen Williams on the opposite end of the defensive line as well at another defensive end spot. This line is going to be insane, dude. It's going to be insane. who can block that? Who can block that? Who can block that, man? It's going to be crazy. I mean, I could just see us just being completely ferocious and getting after people constantly, constantly. There's so much, you know, we've done such a solid job of plugging holes along our defensive line. You look in the past, we've had mad issues. We finally have a pass rusher, and we finally got a guy again in Rankins that we can bring in, have him on the inside. He's a scheme fit, and he's going to be able to be a beast there. And then you look at our rotation. Rotation is solid, too. We got Shepard, Zungia. Then you look again, John Franklin Myers. That could be deadly, dude. You're just going to be rotating guys and getting after quarterbacks and also stopping the run as well. I think we'll be a solid run-stuffing team. I'm telling you, this 4-3 Rankins, again, if he stays healthy, 4-3 could be one of the top D lines in the league. With the additions that we've made, I'm telling you, we could be very good, especially with Joe Sulla. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry, Robert Sulla and Joe Douglas making sure that moves are still being made. This Jets defense could be nasty, dude. Could be nasty. Now, again, there's still positions that need to be addressed, right? There's still positions that we need to look at. And we'll talk about those today as well. We'll talk about the cornerback position because I still think that there's some needs there. We'll talk about the O-line. We'll talk about linebacker. We got Jared Davis as well, who will be in the mix too. I think we'll see him utilized in different ways. I think we'll see him, you know, sent on blitzes and getting after the passer and all kinds of stuff because that guy has a motor. So we'll see a lot of different stuff, man. But I'm telling you, I like this signing. I really do. And I know that Joe Douglas, again, he's going to keep looking for guys. He's going to stay out there. He's going to keep everything open. But, you know, this signing with Rankins, I like the move. I really, really do. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about, you know, I guess Jets Twitter has erupted. Jets social media has erupted yet again. You know what I mean? Corey Davis, you know, said in an interview today that, you know, he signed believing that Sam Darnold was going to be the starter come, you know, the beginning of the season. A lot of people feel a certain way about that, just to say the least. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people not exactly happy about that. You know what I mean? So we're going to talk about that. We got so much to cover. Marcus May also signed his franchise, you know, tag. He's going to be making $10.6 million this year. Hopefully we'll be able to work out and, you know, get a deal, get an extension for him and keep him here, make sure we re-sign him, get him a solid deal, have him here for years to come because he's one of the better safeties in the league, period. But he damn sure is one of the best players on our defense, and he's one heck of a cover safety as well. Guy's unbelievable, you know. So we're going to talk about quite a bit tonight. We're also going to talk about, you know, guys that we missed out on because I know a lot of people are upset about us missing out on Keanu Neal and Kyle Fuller and Adoree Jackson. We're going to talk about quite a bit tonight. I'm telling you guys. You guys better be ready. So, again, 515-602-9639. 515-602-9639. You can call in. The lines are open. Call in. Lines are open. You know what I'm saying? We got some callers on board. We're going to get to everybody tonight. Again, if you call into my show, do not curse because I will get you out of here fast. I'll get you out of here fast. I'm telling you. Faster than we got Henry Anderson out of here. That was fast. We got him out of here fast. Not a scheme fit. Not going to get it done. We gotta move on. So we're going to get to these callers. Again, 515-602-9639. 515-602-9639. Call in. We're going to talk about it. We're talking about defense. We're talking about the signings. We're talking about the offense. We're talking about it all. So first call I'm going to get to my guy E, man. My guy E is already on the line. You already know he's going to bring it. E, what's going on, my friend? Good to hear from you tonight. Give me your thoughts on the Jets signing Sheldon Rankins. How do you feel about this, man?
What's going on, Joe? Hope you're doing good, man. So at first, honestly, I was confused, man. I didn't really get it, and then I kind of thought a bit more about it. When you think about it, your best D-lines aren't just going to be the guys, the four best D-linemen in the league. You need some good depth, yep. And don't forget, everyone's good. It's not just like he's a backup or whatnot, or you're going to make Foley a backup. These guys are going to rotate in. You don't want at the end of your game, your defense to blow up a game because they're so tired because they've been on the field so long. So this gives you so many options. You know, Robert Saleh, you know, really emphasizes his defensive line. I actually really like the move. You know, it's interesting how, you know, versatile our line can be. I think our kind of base defense is going to be like, obviously, lost it on the edge. I think we'll get another edge rusher. I think also John Franklin Myers has a bit of edge experience, a defensive end experience.
Yeah.
So maybe he can play on there. Quinn Williams is our dog, man. He's going to be there most of the time. And then, Rankins, she's going to be great. Foley can be in there to just run, running plays, like first and second down. Because obviously he's not an elite pass rusher, but he's an elite run stopper, obviously. Sheldon Rankins brings you kind of the opposite of Foley. He's a good pass rusher, you know. And after seeing that video of him saying he got asked what's your favorite part of Thanksgiving, he said, you know, the family stuff's cool, but I'm 300 pounds. I like mac and cheese. I like honey roasted ham.
Yeah.
I like apple pie. I was
yep.
sold. I was sold after that, man. Yeah. Man, that was hilarious.
Yeah, well, you know, hey, man, listen, if, you know, you got the right people cooking, mac and cheese, my grandma's mac and cheese is amazing. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, nice, man.
Grandma,
oh, yeah, man.
Shout out to you, Grandma. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, get him back. You know, like I said, I think he's a guy that we're bringing in that's definitely going to be able to get some pressure on guys. He's definitely going to be able to rush the passer interiorly from the interior and really get after it. I think that we've really built a solid defensive line so far. And, I'm happy about this because how long have we been without pass rush? It's been years. It's been so long since we've been able to get at the quarterback effectively, you know, in lieu of sending a blitz. It's always been, well, just send four guys. Yeah, we'll get him. Yeah, just send five guys. Yeah, we'll get him. It's like, well, damn. You know, the rest of the league at least has, you know, teams that are, you know, competitive constantly and successful constantly, they have at least one or two guys that they can just send at you from the defensive line and going to get after. Hell, look at the Bucs. The Bucs literally won a Super Bowl. I mean, that's a very solid team. Tom Brady, all that offense is phenomenal. But look who took over the Super Bowl. It was the guys they had up front that were able to get pressure. Barrett and JPP. You know, they weren't sending a million guys. They
and
were
the guys
sending those guys a lot of the times and getting after it.
The guys in the interior did a lot, too. They eat up the blocks, and those guys can eat on the outside, And, like, the thing is, too, like, also, you know, Sheldon Rankins comes with a bit of injury concern, which hopefully he doesn't get injured. We'll see how that goes. But the depth we have behind is phenomenal. I mean, Kyle Phillips, Nathan Shepard, he's already getting a third-round pick. There's something there. Maybe he can play a bit on the edge. Bryce Huff, he can come in on, like, third-down pass rush situations. Like, we got a lot of options there, which is really good. I think this defense is two corners or a corner and a slot corner away from being – and a, maybe another linebacker from being a really good defense.
Yeah, and you brought it up, and that's what I was going to ask you next was you look at this situation at the cornerback position. I know that there's a lot of Jets fans that aren't exactly happy. We missed out on Keanu Neal. I know that he's more of a linebacker, kind of safety guy, but people wanted him, you know, particularly, you know, some of the things that he could do. People also wanted – you know, Adoree Jackson as well. They wanted Kyle Fuller. We talked about him on my last show. People were excited about him testing free agency. All those guys are gone now. When you look at the Jets cornerback position, what are your thoughts on it? And are there any free agents that you want to see the Jets target and bring in, man?
Yeah, so Keanu Neal, I was really bummed we didn't get him, especially seeing what he got. That sucks, but, I mean, he went to his old head coach. There's a connection there. We also had the connection, obviously, with Ulbrich, but it is what it is. Kyle Fuller, we were never getting him. Everyone said it immediately when he got cut. Everyone's like, yeah, it's going to Denver. He's playing with his old coordinator there. There's a really good connection there. I mean, he had his best years with Fangio, so I didn't expect that to happen. Adoree Jackson, I'm honestly not too familiar with him as a player, but, I mean, I'm not too bummed. I think we're going to attack corner in the draft. I think there's two guys who really stand out to me still available. Steven Nelson just got cut by the Steelers. He's 28, which is kind of not young, but not too old, so maybe like a 2 to 3 year contract. Obviously, Richard Sherman's still out there, but yeah, I think we can attack it in the draft, like in the second round. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
I'm not too worried.
What are your thoughts about Malcolm Butler? Because I know a lot of people are, you know, possibly excited about bringing him in as well and really trying to address stuff.
He's pretty up there though, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's a little up there in age, absolutely. But, you know, he's a solid corner that you can bring in. When you look at what we have right now, I know a lot of people are shook about that, too. Also, when you look at our slot position as well, some people want to bring Poole back. Are you against that, too?
Oh, I want to bring Poole back, yeah. Him or K-1 Williams,
he's
but
up there in
I bring
age
Poole
as well.
Back, man. Yeah.
I
bring Poole back,
that's great,
sure.
Yeah, that's
but
a great name.
Our outside
K-1
corner,
Williams, too. I was really big on him, too. I would really like to see us get K-1 Williams. He's a guy that has experience, you know, in that Niners defense. He's familiar with Sulla. I'd really like us to, you know, go after him as well. I know that he went to a couple of different teams and looked at a couple of different, you know, spots that he can land. But I think that would be a solid move, too.
Yeah, I'm surprised we haven't gone after as many 49er guys. But I guess, you know, they have other options themselves, obviously. But I think we desperately need another cornerback on the outside. I think Bless Austin's terrible. Lamar Jackson, not much there. I mean, I like Bryce Hall, but, I mean, you really don't have anything there. So, yeah, I would get another. I'd probably sign, like, a Richard Sherman to be, like, a stopgap mentor role and then draft the corner in the second round because a lot of times the adjustment period from college to the NFL is pretty bad. I mean, Okuda didn't really have that good of a year last year, and he was the best corner in the draft. So, obviously, you know, some of the guys he had to face, like, you know, Jefferson, Adams, you know, tougher, you know, competition and whatnot. But, yeah, I think I'm not too worried. I think the two biggest needs on this team right now, outside of the quarterback, we'll get to that in a sec, are guard and
– I already know.
Guard and corner. So, and we luckily have a lot of draft assets, and the class is kind of strong in that. So, do you want to talk about the whole Corey Davis thing?
Yeah, go ahead, man. I, you know where I was already. I was already ready. You know.
Here we go.
Yeah, man. I know.
I already know how it goes with you. So go ahead. Yeah, Corey Davis. you know, says that he signed believing that Sam Darnold was going to be the starter going into the season. What are your thoughts on that, E? Go ahead.
That means absolutely nothing. What the hell is he supposed to say? Oh, no, no, I came to play with Zach Wilson or Justin Fields, who's not even on the team. I mean, what do you expect him to say? I mean, he's not going to say, oh, Mike, yeah, that's a great way to join a new team. Oh, yeah, he stinks. Like, we have, what, two or three quarterbacks on the roster. He's not going to list some quarterback who isn't on the roster. So, I mean, I at first I was like, oh, shoot. Like, and then I thought about it for a second. I'm like, oh, wait, what else is he supposed to say? I mean, all these offensive players that we signed, they're going to get asked that at one point, you know, who's your quarterback? And the quarterback for the Jets right now is Sam Darnold. So there's no – you know, you're not going to say that I'm going to go – I came here to play for somebody who's not on the team. So I don't overthink it. You know, Jets Twitter is Jets Twitter. You know, I expected it. But yeah, I'm – you know, even if whatever side you're on, whether you want to keep him, whether you want to get rid of, don't take any stock into this, because what else is he supposed to say?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I'll agree with you there. I've already talked about my position with Sam Darnold and what I kind of think the Jets are going to do. But I look at the situation and I say to myself, you know, that's pretty much my take as well. I don't think Corey is going to sit in an interview, you know, one of his first interviews and go, oh, yeah, well, you know, I'm hoping that Justin Fields is my quarterback next year. Or you know, if we can
imagine.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to go over too well. You know, not even just with Sam Darnold, but just the offensive, the team as a whole, you know, let alone the offensive staff, you know, hell, let alone Joe Douglas, because you'd be tipping, you know, your hand into whatever they might have told you, you know, about whatever the draft is coming up. But I've also talked about that as well, that even if they want to move on from Sam Darnold, they should be talking, you know, they shouldn't say anything. No, Joe Douglas is too smart of a general manager to give away anything that he's going to do. He's going to stay poker face. He's not going to say anything. You know, he's going to continue to go about his day, ho-hum, and you'll figure it out when you figure it out. I mean, at the end of the day, hell, look at this entire season. Look at this entire offseason. There's no leaks coming out of Jets franchise anymore. Nothing. Nobody knows nothing. I mean, you know,
all the leaks about, like,
dates
and stuff that came after last year were BS. Like, everyone, you know, Callie was saying, like, Dace is gone if they lose this Denver game. And I kind of had hope that was going to be true, so that was the first Jet loss I rooted for last year. But it obviously didn't come true. I'm like, okay, well, he's staying here for the rest of the season. But move on from that. Dace is gone. Speaking of, I got to say one thing about Adam Gase, man.
I look at the situation and I say to myself, like you just talked about as well, is that there's no leaks coming out at all. And the leaks that are coming, they aren't correct. Like, they're often way off. And that's something I think that's huge as well that a lot of people are not talking about, is that when you look at the situation now, nothing gets out of MetLife. Nothing gets out of the middleman. Nothing gets out of the franchise. Even the beat is often stumped. All due respect to every single beat writer, I respect you all, but they're often stumped. They're not, you know, a lot of times they're not even breaking things. It's other people or it's just, you know, put out by the team. So he's beaten a lot of – Joe Douglas has really sealed a lot of holes, a lot of leaks or whatever else was going on, because nobody knows anything. And I think that's the best way to be. We should go into this draft with people, you know, head spinning, not knowing what's going on, because that gives us lots of options. That allows us to – if we want to fleece a team, you know, if a team really starts to believe, oh, my goodness, Justin Fields or Zach Wilson, because some people really value Zach Wilson. There's teams, according to reports, that value Zach Wilson ahead of Trevor Lawrence. There was some talk even after that, you know, that bowl game where Justin Fields really came out there and looked amazing, that some people value Justin Fields above Trevor Lawrence as well. And if we're talking about Trevor Lawrence, they heralded one of the best, you know, quarterbacks to come out since Andrew Luck, and people were talking about how much it would take to get him, that does nothing but skyrocket the price of the second pick in the first round, which we hold. So if Joe Douglas is smart, and he clearly is a very smart man, he's not going to say a word. He's going to keep his mouth shut. Everything's going to be zip buttoned up, and you're going to pay the price if you want to move up to two. Go ahead and give me your thoughts on that, E.
All right, one more thing, man. I saw one of your old streams, one of your gaming streams popped up in my recommendation. Mm-hmm. I watched it the other day. You're playing some horror game, dude. The comments you're making about, like, yo, you're getting chased by some random guy. You're like, yo, it's Adam Gage, and they're, like, dead people. It's like, oh, it's all McTaggart graphics. Dude, I laughed my ass off. That was so funny. Oh, my God. They're like, oh, it's Dowell Loggins. Like, you got to do that again, man.
Yeah, you know, for those of you that are listening to me on Blog Talk or watching the stream, you know, I also, you know, outside of just Jets content, we also play games when I can because my schedule is crazy. I'll get back to it, E, believe me. I know people want me to absolutely attack that. I really enjoy having fun with y'all and just talking and doing everything and playing the games. I will get back to it, but my schedule just got to clear up. So, listen, E, man, I want to thank you for coming on. I want to thank you for calling in. It's always great talking to you. I got to get to the rest of these lines, man. You have a good night, my friend.
You too, man. Have a good one.
Man, E calling in with the fire, bruh. He's calling in with the fire. Salutes to him, man. Salutes to him. He's always a good call. He knows his Jets, and he has his takes, man. I respect that. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to keep getting to these lines again, 515-602-9639, 515-602-9639. That is the number to the show, okay? For some of you that do not understand how my show works, if you call in, okay, I know other people do different things with their platform, salute and respect to everybody, okay, because I love everybody. But when you call into my show, you will go into a queue. I can see you, okay? Do not call in and hang up, call in and hang up, call in and hang up. I will get to you. Everybody will get their time on my show. I want to respect everybody's time. We're all Jet fans. You know, I want to speak to everybody. And I don't care who you are, how big of a following you have, none of that. Everybody will get their time, okay? I just want to put that out there because there are some people that are confused about how this works. You know what I'm saying? It's confused, all right? I'm going to cut the confusion. Just stay on the line, and I will get you. And do not curse on my show because I will get you out of here. So I'm going to keep getting to these lines. Again, 515-602-9639, 515-602-9639. If you're listening to me on Blog Talk, I also live stream during my shows. I have a chat, man. They're not called the chat. They're called the savages. Why? Because they're savage. Nobody is safe, not even me. You know what I'm saying? If you give a take that they don't like, they're getting at you, point blank, period. That's how it goes, you know, so I'll come to them as well because they're always, you know, spitting their takes, and I love going back and forth with them too. So salute to all the savages in the chat. We'll continue to get after it. So I'm going to get back to these lines. I'm going to get to my guy next, 646. I believe this is Monty, man. I think this is my guy, Monty. Monty, is this you, my friend? Are you calling in to accost me yet again?
Joe.
646.
What's up? What's up, Joe?
What's going on, my man? How you doing today?
Hey, Joe. It's Colin from Long Island, New York.
Oh, this is Colin. I thought this was Monty. Oh,
yeah,
what's
yeah,
going
yeah.
on, Colin? How are you doing, my friend?
All right. What's going on?
So give me your thoughts, man, on Sheldon Rankins. How are you feeling about his signing?
You know, the one thing I noticed with I'm starting to notice with Joe Douglas, right? I'm starting to notice a pattern
yeah.
with him. It looks like Joe goes after these, like, first-run guys from a couple of years ago and try to, like,
okay.
resurrect them on the team.
yeah.
You know, like Corey Davis and some of the other guys. So, I mean, these guys all have potential, and I think that's what Joe Douglas knows, and that's what he's going after. That's why... You know, you're not seeing us, like, spending a lot of money on some of the other, you know, top-rated free agents. I think Joe Douglas feels like he can still, you know, turn some of these guys around. And that's why you're
yeah.
seeing, like, a lot of these one-year contracts from him. So
right. Do you believe that he has faith in the coaching? And that's why he's doing signing some of these guys that, you know, he feels like has the potential but haven't been put in the correct position to really succeed?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think they're, you know, these guys are on the same page with what they're trying mm-hmm. to do. I mean, the Corey Davis signing, I like the signing. You know, I don't think we have to go out and spend $80 million, like, on Golladay.
Mm-hmm.
So, for me, you know, you're getting talented guys. Some of these guys just need to go to a different team and on the different coaching. So under Robert mm-hmm. Salah, I think a lot of these guys are going to flourish. The one thing I remember was when we had Sanchez, right? When we had Mark Sanchez with Rex Ryan. We went to the AFC Championship twice with Mark Sanchez. People only think people only remember the butt fumble, but they forget that we went to two AFC Championships with, you know, Mark Sanchez on the team. You know, because the team was fired up to play for Rex Ryan when Rex Ryan was the coach. So I think you're going to see the same thing with Robert Saleh this season. You're going to see guys just like, you know, putting in the extra effort to, you know, make plays, and you're going to see a whole different Jets team this year, regardless of who's on the right?
Yeah, well, I see your point there, Colin, and you got a great take there. But I think if you also analyze that situation that we had Mark in, right? Mark wasn't necessarily the best quarterback, particularly in the regular season. There are a lot of issues with him. But if you look at what we surrounded him with, and that's one of the reasons why, you know, we're talking about Sam Darnold and what he could possibly be, we haven't really put anything around him. But if you look at what we did with Mark, we gave him a very solid O-line, one of the best O-lines in the league. We also hid him behind a really good running game. And so when I look at this roster right now, I say to myself, the running back position, I'm okay with that. I like P. Ryan. I really like Ty Johnson. We got Josh Adams back. It's a trio of backs. But this offensive line needs help. Yeah, we got Mekhi Becton. We got Fant. You know, we got Connor McGovern at center. But this guard position is bad. You know, Lewis and Van Roden, we cannot start the season with these guys again. And so that's where, you know, I want to get your thoughts on this. How do you feel the Jets should address the guard position? Because there's guys like Trey Turner out there. Should they go after him?
You either grab one now, right? Unless Joe Douglas just has the intention, the mindset that he's picking a guard on the second pick in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, maybe he's looking at, you know, one of the guards at that spot and not necessarily chasing a free agent at this point.
So, I mean, listen,
I'm fine either way with you got to put the trust in Joe Douglas at this point. He didn't go after any offensive line guys, like big spending guys. So I think his plan is he's going to use that second pick in the first round and grab a guard at that spot. You know, I mean, look at last year, right? Mekhi Becton, guys were like saying, hey, let's get Jerry Jeudy, let's get CeeDee Lamb, right? Guys wanted that receiver so bad, and Joe Douglas, you know, offensive lineman himself, went out and got Mekhi Becton, and everyone's happy now. So, I think he's definitely going to pick an O-line guy on that second pick in the first round.
Colin, I think that that's a solid take as well. When you look at the situation, I think that you look at our options at offensive linemen, and I've told people this as well, is a lot of people are banging on those two guards, and they're saying, oh, man, he didn't get this guy, like you said as well. Joe Thuney got away. This guy got away. That guy got away. We're doomed. And I said the same thing is, hey, look, there's still some guys out there. We could go after Turner, but if not, I think the draft is where Joe Douglas will really, you know, make his money. He's a draft guy. Like, come on. He's a guy that wants to build through the draft. If you look at a lot of things that he's done, he's not necessarily a big spender in free agency. He doesn't like to give out boatloads of cash. That's just not what he does. He is anti-Mike Maccagnan. All right? Mike Maccagnan would go into free agency and spend because he didn't have a clue of what he was doing in the draft. It's complete opposite, you know, here. He does not want to get too, you know, engulfed in free agency. And, again, if you go back and look at some of the issues that we've had in the past because we got burned in free agency, he doesn't want to do that. What he's going to do is he's going to fill some holes, some needs there. But guess what? You turn around and you can go into the draft, and that's where he's really going to do his work because he is one of the best talent evaluators in the business, period. And again, there's guys out there. Creed Humphrey is out there. I think there's guys out there that we could absolutely go after, you know, that could be had. And I think that that's what he's going to do, especially if we trade down, because then you accumulate even more picks and more capital, which allows you to continue to address this offensive line and also other needs as well. What are your thoughts about that, man?
Oh, definitely. I'm definitely on page with you. I can't wait. I think we're going to be excited when we hear those picks announced. So,
And so
can't
my,
wait.
My final
I mean,
question,
the only question mark I have is that quarterback situation still. You know, I just feel that we are going to move on from Sam. It's just going to be a matter. It's going to be a matter of time. It's going to happen.
Okay.
They're not going to keep him. You know, from me, like personally, like, you know, in management and everything like that, when you're moving on from someone, you know, the signs are on the wall. And when Joe Douglas is going to utter quarterback, pro day, right. And you're not committing to the guy you have, right. That's a sign that they're going to move on from him.
Yeah, but is that really a sign, or is that just him doing? And again, you know, everyone knows. You know, if we move on from Sam, we move on from him. I'm a big Justin Fields guy. I really like him, but I'm also big on Sam as well, and I believe that we should keep him. But when people talk about him going to pro days, you know, regardless Trey Lance or whoever else, isn't that just him doing his due diligence? Isn't that something that he should do? You should go to people's pro days to check them out. I mean, look at some of the restrictions that they're going to have on the draft.
Well,
look at the restrictions they're going to have. You know, look at some of the issues they're going to have. You should do as much as you possibly could to make sure that you're educated on every single prospect, especially top quarterback prospects. And even if you're not going to take a guy, the optics, right, work in your favor. Because if you're not sold on taking a quarterback in this year's draft, if you're just like, you know what, in your brain, if Joe Douglas in his brain is saying, I'm sticking with Sam Darnold, that's that. And I've felt like that for forever. If that's what he's saying in his own brain, wouldn't it benefit him to make it look like he's not going to stick with Sam Darnold? Wouldn't it benefit him to make it look like he loves Zach Wilson or he's in love with Justin Fields or, hell, even Trey Lance? Wouldn't it benefit him to do those things?
If you're doing it from the intention of trading back, right, like you know, hyping up, you know, the second pick, yeah, you do that, right? But in my personal opinion, if you are committed to that quarterback, like, you know, look at some of the other guys, like Lamar Jackson, right? You know, Josh Allen. These coaches are not going to go to another quarterback pro day. I highly doubt it, right?
They're
sending scouts, but I just think at the end of the day that they're going to move on from him and they're going to start fresh, right? New coach,
okay.
New quarterback, better contract, right? As far as money wise, because you either get rid of Sam next year if you keep him, or you're going to have to sign him for some type of money, right? Whereas if you get a Zach Wilson or Justin Fields, then you're getting this guy, you're getting a rookie guy for the next 3 years at a rookie contract. So, I don't know. It's for me personally, I think move on and get Justin Fields. That's the guy. That's the name that I want to hear on that second pick. But if they don't go Fields, then I personally think they should just stay with Sam Darnold at that point. I like the bigger quarterbacks. I like the frame size and everything else. So
I respect that.
Yeah,
I respect that. Listen, Colin, man, I want to thank you for calling in, man. I love speaking with you. Next time I have a show, I want to hear from you. All right, my friend.
Yeah, I keep missing your notifications, and then I come on and I see you already had your show, and I'm like, oh man, I missed the show. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so definitely. Gonna make sure that bell is you know, clicked on there.
I'm telling you.
All right, Joe. You have a good night, man, and good work. Good work.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You have a good night as well. And again, thank you for supporting my content. Look, man, calling in. There's a lot of fans, I understand it. Some, you know, want to move on from Sam Darnold. Some are set on it. They're ready to go. You know, and I get it, man. I get it. You know, I have my takes there, like I said as well. I'm a big, you know, Justin Fields guy. I like him a lot. Something's there, man. I love Sam Darnold. I like what he brings. And it's not just because, you know, I'm a USC guy. Not true. You know, I can see through that. I just think the talent is there, and I think he has what it takes. I truly, truly do. So we're going to keep getting to these lines again, 515-602-9639, 515-602-9639. Tonight we are talking everything. We're talking defense. We're talking the Jets and signings. We're talking it all. Hey, give me a thumbs up in the streams as well, no matter where you're, you know, watching me from, if you can. Please give me a thumbs up, you know. Give me a thumbs up, and if you're not subscribed, please subscribe. You know what I'm saying? Love going back and forth. And again, 515-602-9639. You can call into the show. When you call in, some people, again, I'm going to keep saying this because there's misunderstandings with some people out there. Don't call in and hang up, call in and hang up. I can see you. You're in the queue. If you call in, just be patient. I'm going to get to everybody. You know, wait your turn, and I'm going to bring you up, and we're going to talk. If you call in and call in and hang up, call in and hang up, you're just going to consistently put yourself in the bottom of the queue. And then, you know, you'll be on hold forever in the abyss. So we're going to keep going to these lines, man. I think this is my guy, Mike from Jersey. I think this is Mike. 201-201, I'm coming directly to you. You know, I think this is Mike. Is this Mike from Jersey City?
Yo, what's up, bro? That's me.
Yo, what's going on, my friend? How are you feeling tonight? You already know where we're going first. Give me your thoughts on us signing Sheldon Rankins. How do you feel about it?
I'm good. Like, I mean, clearly, as we're seeing through this FA, obviously they're painting a picture for us fans to kind of, you know, get a hold of what they're trying to do, right? I mean, just the signings and then the guys who have left, okay? I think it was like someone said, a beat said that, which I agreed with, and it was an interesting, you know, like retrospect to what they believe Sal is trying to do. Is he's trying to kind of get some of these guys who, okay, Rankins, Davis, Cole, okay, so these guys were, they were all like first rounders, weren't they? And so
he
believes that they haven't, you know, shown the true potential yet, that they haven't, like, they haven't, that their beast inside of them hasn't been cracked open. And, you know, whoever, I forget who said, tweeted this, but he said he believes Salah's belief is, like, he's wanted to bring in these guys because he believes he's going to be able to get more out of them, right? So, you know, with Rankin especially, I mean, like, you know, geez, I mean, Lawson, Rankins, Quinnen Williams, Fadukasi, you know, just these, John Franklin Myers. I mean, we're going to have a very, very quiet, some of the names aren't still there, but very destructive defensive line this upcoming season. Now, whether or not they'll be destructive enough to kind of hide the issue currently at hand, where we're kind of low on cornerbacks, that has yet to be seen. Hopefully they still get a guy to come in. I'm seeing, you know, the Steelers just released Nelson. At this point, I'll take anything. But, you know, hopefully our defense is taking a huge leap in the right direction with, you know, starting with, like, guys like Geno Rankins. How do you feel about him?
Yeah, you know, and again, that was a great take, man. And again, I want to thank you for calling in. I like him. I like Sheldon Rankins. I like what he brings to the table. He's a guy that can get some rush from the interior. I think that this is going to really set this defensive lineup for success. With him and Fadukasi in the middle, which could be a very, you know, formidable front there, you can also swing Quinnen out, you know, to that defensive end spot and then put Carl Lawson at a defensive end spot as well. And then, like you said as well, just complete disruption, dude. I mean, I've been talking about this for so long, and we've been talking about this as Jets fans for so long, our inability to rush the passer, our inability. Yeah. And I think that we've kind of figured out a way to scoot around, especially with Lawson. And, again, the draft is coming up as well, so we can continue to address the pass rusher position. But when you look at this situation, you got Lawson. This guy can absolutely get after it. I think we finally have a way to get after quarterbacks, and we've set this defensive lineup so that he's not just the only guy you got to worry about. You know what I mean? So I think we found a way to finally step into the current day NFL and get a damn pass rush. You know what I mean? Have people that can get after the passer in a passing league. Finally, the Jets have woken 100. Up and gotten the job done. So, yeah, I like this move a lot. I really, really do. And I want to go to another spot with you because you touched on this cornerback position, and I do think that there's concerns there. I'm a little bit higher on Bryce Hall than others. I don't know if he's a number one or number two, but I do like
right.
some of the skills that he showed, and I do think that he could be a solid corner within this situation. But when you look at the outside guys as well, you brought up Bless Austin. He struggled this year. We saw him get, cooked in certain games pretty badly. And so there's just still some guys out there. I know you brought up Nelson, but what are your thoughts about guys like Kaywan Williams? What are your thoughts about guys like Richard Sherman? How do you feel about maybe Malcolm Butler? How do you feel about bringing one of those guys in? What are your thoughts about them?
Yeah, no, when I heard Tennessee, I don't know if they released Butler or if he just, it was mutually parted ways, but whatever. I was like, you know what? I was taking a flyer on the guy. Obviously Richard Sherman just makes sense right off the bat because obviously he spent time with Kala in San Francisco. Either or would be perfectly fine with me, but I completely concur with you about Bless Austin, who I unfortunately feel like is he's not going to pan out. Lamar Jackson, I think he still has potential. I don't know what's going on with Ashton Davis. We obviously tagged Marcus May. LaMarcus Joyner was a very nice pick. If we stick him back at free safety where he is because I know the Raiders used him at cornerback and he obviously didn't do nearly as well as he was with the Rams and playing free safety. So that, three safety set with May, Ashton and Joyner, that could be very enticing. One last question I want to ask you is what would you give the free agency so far, like a grade? Like an academic grade?
I this is pretty early because, again, free agency is still going on. But I'd give it a B. I really maybe even an A-, to be completely honest. I really like a lot of the signings that we made. And I think it's because we're setting ourselves up to really have a very solid draft. A couple of draft additions, and I think we're in a really good place. We're in a much better place than we have been in the last couple of years. You look at some of the issues that we had, right? We didn't have a guy that we could go to at receiver. We lacked size. We lacked guys that can get out. So we went and got Cole. We went and got Davis. You pair them with Mims. That's a solid core. This is not Breshad Perryman and Braxton Berrios and all these, bums that we had last year. This is a solid core now. Okay, you got a solid set of weapons that, a quarterback can go to. Then you look at the addition of Croft, that tight end. That doesn't automatically give Herndon a starting position when we all, we all question him and what he can bring to the table. So now you're bringing Croft in, a guy that's a decent set of hands, but also a very solid blocker. You look at the other things we've done defensively. I just talked about Lawson, phenomenal signing. I honestly thought he was going back to the Bengals. I thought everybody else did as well. So you bring in Lawson, which you finally got a pass rusher, which we haven't had one since, John Abraham probably. Some people even talk about Calvin Pace, but, so we haven't had one of those. He addressed that. Then you turn around, you get Rankins, who, again, if he stays healthy, I think is a good move as well. He brought in, like you said, Joyner too. There's so many things that he's done. Even Feeney, bringing him in for offensive line depth. I really thought that this was a solid free agency class for us. And again, it's not over. There's still guys out there. Gerard Davis too. Gerard Davis is backer. I think he's coming in. He's bringing a motor. Go ahead.
I'm going to give it a C+ because I think if I look at it, okay. So not to say, look, obviously if Tunney went to the Chiefs, he was never going to come to the Jets, right? That's kind of like we've kind of all agreed on that, right? But if I look at it from a little bit of a cynical standpoint, if you will. So if you look at Corey Davis and you look at Keith Cole, right? I don't think you would off the bat say they are a formidable WR1. They are very good WR2s, as we've seen. Corey Davis has benefited because, he's had A.J. Brown up to the side of him in Tennessee. And so now we're going to see him, say he's now unequivocally our wide receiver one, right? So you have Crowder in the slot, and then you have Cole on the other side, and then Cole wasn't their wide receiver one. So you could say that. Then you have.
He was for a little bit of time in Jacksonville.
Because
he was
Marquise, the other guy, right?
There were some injuries. He was the number one wide receiver in Jacksonville for a little bit. He also finished second in catches and second in yards on that team as well.
Okay. And then, I'm sorry, I hate the Feeney move. I don't understand it because if we crunch the numbers here, like I get the depth, right? And I mm-hmm. also don't understand the Tyler Kroft signing whatsoever. So you have these guys that are, I think, one of them is like 1.5 guaranteed, the other is like 2 guaranteed, and with incentives, they both kind of get a little bit over 3. Well, Philip Lindsay mm-hmm. just got signed for literally like less than that. And so, like, if you're looking about like where some of the other guys have gone for the numbers that they did, like I guess mm-hmm. you can't really say that. Okay, Joe is trying to like crunch numbers here. I don't understand those two signings. And Lawson was obviously, I think, unequivocally, we can all unanimously agree, was the best signing so far. Okay, and that's an excellent
but
signing.
Here's the,
you know,
here's the thing, yeah. and I hear you, Mike. But here's the thing: even to go back, because you're bringing up some great points, but I want to go back and address the wide receiver stuff you were talking about. Even if they're coming in as wide receiver two, that's why I'm saying free agency is still, you know, it's still fluid and still in motion. Even if we get two guys that are very solid, you know, number two wide receivers, right? Let's say that Davis and Cole, they're just very number twos. You got Mims, who some of us believe has the potential to possibly be a number one, or he could be a really good number two. We saw some great flashes out of him this year. It was insane. And then you got Crowder, you're keeping him. What stops us from finding our number one wide receiver in the draft? We got 2 first-round picks, options galore. The draft is filled with wide receiver talent.
Hold on a second, Mike.
So you go on, and again, I think a lot of people are looking for us to utilize free agency to just solve all of our problems, right? There were guys out there that were number one wideouts. Look at what Kenny Galladay got, Juju, you know, all these guys. But I think that Joe Douglas looked at it like, okay, I'm going to bring in the guys, you know, that I can. I'm going to bring in guys that are going to fit. They're going to be solid. And I'm not going to spend Kenny Galladay money. And Kenny Galladay is phenomenal. But I'm not going to spend what the Giants spent. I'm going to get the guys in here that I can, solid signings, guys that are going to be good. But then I'm going to really feel in the draft. And there's so much wide receiver talent in the draft. Why overspend in wide receiver? And the Feeney move, again, I understand. You know, a lot of people, I think, were looking for us to get that you know, starting guard. I think he's a solid depth guy. But, again, we have so many picks. We can address that in this draft. Again, I just talked about Wyatt, Creed as well could be there. There's guys that are in this draft that we could get that can come in and be starters. And Joe Douglas has proven that he can draft starting offensive linemen. Mekhi Becton, first year, the guy's insane. It's phenomenal. Should have been a Pro Bowler,
you know,
got stiffed, right? And we got him. And he's the best lineman on our team, period. Go ahead, Mike.
That brings me to my other point, though. It's like, okay, as free agency goes on, and we're seeing who we're bringing in, who's leaving, right? And now today, with what Rich Cimini reported, and if you take a look at the whole quote, you can kind of take it with a grain of salt. Apparently, with that virtual meeting with Corey Davis and how he was under the impression that Sam would be the QB in 2021, right? So let's just assume right now that that is the case, right now, that he will be the QB in 2021. As a Jets fan, as I feel like any logical person, a non-biased football fan, if you are the Jets and you are keeping Sam Darnold, okay, that number two pick needs to be traded. As we're saying now with what we're seeing with free agents, load up on the picks, okay? So, even if you trade back with, like, say, go back to the Panthers spot because they want to take Wilson or whatever, right? So now you've potentially now gotten yourself a third first rounder, maybe another couple twos, right? So now you're talking about maybe, you can sign that, as you're talking about, maybe hopefully in a couple years, 3 years, that wide receiver one in Jamar Chase, Waddle, Devontae Smith. Actually, I would love Kyle Pitts. I love the kid, but neither here nor there. And then maybe you can even get like a Slater and a Davis also, all in round one, right? That would be crazy. Mm-hmm. So I've kind of been going back and forth with this all today based on the Cimini report with other fans, and they're like saying, it's smoke and mirrors, and perhaps they are right. I obviously we have no idea what Joe and the front office is thinking, but if it is the case, I just don't see how anyone could logically, you know, say let's keep that pick and I don't know we do draft someone there that's not a QB. I just think we would be so much better off trading back and getting a king's ransom.
Yeah, and you know, I know everybody. I've been talking about trading back for years. I've been talking about trading back and stockpiling.
Since 2018, we've been down on this hill.
Yeah, you know, I've been down on this hill since, like, 1956. It's insane. Like, I've been talking about this for so long. But, you know, even before the season was ending, I was telling people, listen, I mean, you can go back and look at my tweets. I got – you know, people were all over me. I've been talking about trading down and acquiring talent via the draft because we don't have enough for a long time. Even before the end of the season, I was screaming, hey, we need to trade down. When people were just screaming about Trevor Lawrence, and I was like, look, he's phenomenal. I didn't think we were going to get him. We didn't end up getting him, or we didn't end up in a position to get him because I do think he's going to get taken number one overall. But even after, you know, after we lost that, I was still screaming, hey, look, we need to trade down. We need to trade down. We need to trade down. And I think that that's going to be huge for us because, like you said, if we can trade down, and I know a lot of people are just thinking about picks, but we could possibly get a player as well. I've talked about some trade down scenarios where there are some guys that I think that we could target from other teams that could be being utilized as trade bait. So if we can trade down, maybe get a player or even just getting the picks that we need to recoup, you know, for more talent, addressing the offensive line, addressing our cornerback position, and possibly even getting some you know, mid rounds or even late first round steals at wide receiver to allow us to take that because we'll have so much other capital we can address. And also there could be more capital gain for future drafts as well, especially next year. We'd be in so much of a better position. And a lot of times when I bring that up, you know, there's a lot of fans that don't want to hear it. But like you said, you know, that's a logical standpoint, Mike. So that's where I'm at as well, man. So my last question I'm going to ask you before I let you go, my friend, it's been a great call. It's phenomenal to speak with you all the time, man, is when you look at the AFC East, there are some teams that have made some additions, man. I know that we've done our thing, but, man, what team concerns you the most right now just looking at their free agency acquisitions, man? I mean, are the Patriots up there for you with the double tight end, you know, signings they made that were big? The Dolphins have made some big signings. Hell, even the Bills with Emmanuel Sanders. I mean, how do you feel about that, and who are you most concerned with as of right now?
Bills still. Like, I just, like, I mean, look, you know, Patriots want to make the noise. I just think the Patriots free agency just screamed desperation. They still have Cam Newton as their QB. So unless he decides to, like, reverse, like, 5-6 years and go back to, like, 2014 or 2016 Cam Newton, then I don't think any of us have anything to worry about. I mean, Jonnu Smith and Hunter Henry, nice pickups, but I still think so now you got Sanders, you got Diggs, and you got Cole Beasley, right? For Josh Allen. And I mean the kid's probably still growing, still progressing. So I mean I still think, you know, Bills are you know, the head honcho here. As for the Finns, the Finns are a crapshoot, right? I mean they're gonna go as far as Tua takes them, one would think. So, you know, if right now, based off of everything I'm seeing, you know, as an unbiased fan, of course I want the Jets to do well. Bills winning it, us and Finns for second place, and then Patriots last place, because I just think Saleh's going to come here. I mean, call me biased, I don't care. But Saleh really, I think, it's just going to take him like a second, a night, a day for, you know, the all gas, no breaks. It's really going to resonate with all the guys. And I just think we are going to see like, a vibrant, a healthy, a lively team this season. You know, I don't know. Maybe my hopes are a lot bigger, but that's what I'm hoping.
No. Yeah. Yeah, look, Mike, I hear you, man. You came with great takes. Listen, I got to get back to the rest of these callers, man. I got a lot of callers that I got to get to them. Thank you for calling in. Next time I have a show, man, I want to hear from you, all right, my friend?
Absolutely, bro. Take care, all right?
All right, you have a good night. Yeah. Listen, man, Mike from Jersey City calling in with fire. We calling in with fire, man. There's a lot of takes. I'm going to keep getting to these lines again, 515-602-9639, 515-602-9639. Call in. All right. When you call in, if you hang up and call in, hang up, call in. I know other people do different things, you know, on their platforms. I have you in a queue. I can see you. All right. You call in and hang up, and you're just going to put yourself into the abyss, and we'll never hear from you. We'll never hear from you. You know what I mean? Just waste your time. I'll get to everybody. Also, you know, don't curse when you call into my show. I'll get you out of here. I'll get you out of here fast. Faster than we got days out of here. Get your bum ass out of here. Get out of here. Also, salute to all the savages in the chat. I'm coming to you really quickly. Frank in the chat, salute to him. Had a great take. He says, we might end up with Zach Wyatt and Creed. That's exactly. I know a lot of people want the Jets to address the offensive line and free agency, but again, with the draft coming and the way that we've been set up, we could end up with Creed, who is going to be a very solid interior offensive lineman in this draft. We could end up with, you know, those guys that we can end up with too. Like he said, Zach Wyatt as well. You know, we could end up with some guys, man. So, you know, I'm not necessarily, you know, as upset as others are about us, you know, not getting Thuney or us not necessarily getting, you know, big-name free agent offensive linemen, because there's still hope out there for us. So I'm going to get to these calls. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get back to these lines quickly. I'm going to get to Steve, and then after that, we're coming to Macau. We're going to keep rolling, man. My guy Steve is up, man. Steve. What's going on, my man? How are you feeling? I want to thank you for calling in tonight. Give me your thoughts about the Jets signing Sheldon Rankins, man. How are you feeling about it?
Well, first off, Joe, thank you so much for having me on the show tonight. And here's the thing. So I guess that's the first thing we can talk about, because there's a lot of things we got to discuss. My thought on the Sheldon Rankin signing. Here was the thing with this. The one thing I was concerned with him was his injury history, because he does have injury history. But I got to tell you something. When he is healthy, he's a monster. The best season he had in his career was in 2018, which was his third season with the Saints. The guy was an animal on the defensive line for the Saints at times. There were even at times where people did say that he was the best defensive player. They even said that he was even better at times than Trey Hendrickson was, another player who we looked at free agency. But no, and the signing was solid. So now I'm going to get to some things here. You know, Joe, this last week and a half of free agency that has been going on, there have been some Jets fans that are just getting me really, really fed up and angry. And I'm going to say what's going on. See, Going into this offseason, all the Jets fans were expecting Big Joe Douglas to spend all of this money. Like, we have the second highest amount of cap space going into free agency. And let me tell you something. These signings that Joe Douglas has done, you know, with these one-year deals, and then everybody is all calling Joe Douglas cheapskate Joe. Like, okay, they were all saying, why couldn't we go out there and sign Corey Lindsley? Why couldn't we go out there and sign Joe Thuney? Why couldn't we go out and sign, like, for this player and this player? Because I'm going to tell you something right now, and this is honestly something what an NFL general manager of an NFL organization has to do. Because, honestly, the way of how I see this is that I do see where Joe Douglas is coming from. He wants to build through a draft. Like, what Jet fans don't understand is that you have to build through this draft at times for your team to be successful. Now, here was the thing. Over this past weekend, I had a very nice conversation with my father about this. My father, who's a Packers fan, but he roots for the Jets for me. And he even said to me, reading in the paper and reading what the NFL analysis were even saying, a lot of people are saying that the Jets have been one of the biggest winners in the NFL free agency. You know why? They've made some solid signings without overspending. They even got some dedicated players on the team who are really good. And Joe Douglas is being very, very, very capable with the cap space. You don't want to overspend on too many players. Yep. Like, listen, when the Giants signed Kenny Golladay, and I even told you this, Joe, a couple of weeks ago, I didn't want Kenny Golladay to come to the Jets. Number one, because he was going to ask for a lot of money. And number two, his injury history. He just had hip surgery last year. And look at what David Gettleman and the New York Giants did. They gave him $18 million per year, 4 years, $71 million, $18 million per year. And that is way too much to give for a player. I mean, listen, Kenny Golladay is great when he's healthy, but the last couple of years, he hasn't been that good. So Joe Douglas has done phenomenal. In Joe, we trust.
Yeah, look. Listen, Steve bringing the fire, man. You come with the takes. I tell everybody, Steve is all about fire. Bro, Steve is about to burn this place down. He's letting everybody know what time it is. And he's letting everybody know how he feels about the fandom not necessarily signing with what Joe Douglas is doing. I respect your take, Steve, and I feel kind of the same way. You know, I think that Joe Douglas is setting us up for, you know, a very solid draft. He's making sure that he gets the pieces in place, and he's not overspending. You know, I heard a lot of the same things, Steve. I know a lot of Jets fans wanted us to go out and get Kenny Golladay and a lot of these big-name guys. But we didn't do it. You know what I'm saying? We didn't do it.
No,
we stayed the course, and we made some solid signings. Go ahead, Steve. Go ahead.
And I was happy with getting Corey Davis. I even told you Corey Davis was the receiver I wanted the Jets to get. And that ended up happening, which I was great. And look at what another thing he did, getting Carl Lawson. Let me tell you something. I learned a little bit more about why Carl Lawson came here. There was a story about this. Lawson was offered more money by other teams. But the reason why he came to the Jets was for two reasons. Robert Saleh, because he loved his coaching style. And number two, to pair up with Quentin Williams. And he took a cheaper deal. Did you see how excited he was when he was signing his contract in his video on Twitter? Man, he was so excited he couldn't wait to come out and play. Now, here are some other things now I'm going to talk about, because now I want to talk about the whole thing with the quarterback situation. Now, no matter what happens at the end of the day, because, Joe, I posted this on Twitter earlier today. I said this on Twitter today. No matter what happens of what we do with the quarterback position, if we keep Sam or if we move on and draft one of these other quarterbacks, is it going to be Zach Wilson, Trevor Lawrence, or Justin Fields? Listen. I believe in what Joe and Robert Saleh believe in themselves, and even Mike LaFleur as well. Listen, obviously Zach Wilson is going to have his pro day on Friday, so we're going to be getting notifications on Friday when Joe Douglas goes to Zach Wilson's pro day. But you know something? Because oh, my God, Joe, it's just ever since after when the season was over, it's been going on since January. And we're in freaking March right now. We don't even know what the hell is going to happen. We don't know what's going to happen, Finn. Okay? Yeah. It's like everybody's all saying, and every Jet fan, it's like 50% of these Jet fans are getting into fights with each other. Like, oh, no, we have to take Zach Wilson. No, Zach Wilson's overrated. No, we got to keep Sam. We got to go after Justin Fields. We got to trade Sam. Get Trevor Lawrence if one of the other quarterbacks is taken first after when Jacksonville goes. The thing is, listen, and you even made a good point about this, Joe. Some NFL analysis were even saying, now, I don't think this is going to happen, but a lot of NFL analysis are even saying that Zach Wilson was going to go first by Jacksonville. Former Jet offensive coordinator Brian Schottenheimer, who's now the quarterback's coach for the Jacksonville Jaguars, has set a lot of high hopes on Zach Wilson. And let me tell you something. If, let's say, we trade Sam, and if Zach Wilson, let's just say, gets taken first overall by Jacksonville, and if Trevor Lawrence is there, then you got to take him. Listen, at the end of the day, I don't know what's going to happen, but no matter what happens, I still think Trevor Lawrence is going to be taken first overall by Jacksonville. So.
Yeah, Steve, you're bringing the fire right now. Let me just see if Steve, you know. Man, Steve, you just brought the show down, man. You just blew this place down. You brought the fire. You just absolutely melted everyone. You melted my headphones. You melted everything, man. Things are on fire around here, dude. What can I do when you brought in such a strong call, man? Listen, my final question before I let you go, man, because you're bringing it to the table. When you look at the rest of the teams in the AFC East, some of the signings that they've made, who are you most concerned about right now, just based off of some of the signings that they made? I mean, to me, you know, the Patriots are looking very solid, man. I mean, they went and got that double tight end. You know, they got the two best tight ends in free agency. They're going after guys. Who are you the most worried about at this point?
No, well, the way of how I see this is this, okay? Now, Buffalo has made a couple of things. I mean, you know, Buffalo, they re-signed a few of their players that they wanted back, which they did. Obviously, they did let a couple of their players go. Buffalo, to me, is still the team right now for the AFC East. As for New England, listen, New England, I had a feeling after the kind of season that the Patriots had last year, even though Cam Newton is still going to be the quarterback, I mean, I think New England made a mistake by bringing Cam Newton back in. And because I really, yeah. really felt that the Patriots were a team that maybe needed a quarterback. Heck, maybe if they're lucky at number 15 on draft night, because that's the night when they're going in the first round, if there's a quarterback there for them that they really like, they're going to take them. But the thing is, I think re-signing Cam Newton was probably one of their mistakes in free agency. Another thing that they did was when they overpaid for Kendrick Bourne. Listen, Hunter Henry and Jonnu Smith, listen, I do understand that they like to use the tight end because the Patriots were always known for the tight end. I mean, back then when Brady and Gronk were on the team because they always had that connection at tight end. I mean, I can understand them. I mean, listen, New England went on a shopping spree in free agency. It basically showed how last year, how they were kind of embarrassed, how they wanted to get some playmakers in. Now, as for Miami, now, Miami has made some good signings in the offseason. I mean, obviously, one thing was they did find a backup for Tua. I mean, now Jacoby Brissett. So, I mean, here's the thing. I'm going to be a little bit worried about what Miami does in free agency, Joe, because let me tell you something. That trade that they made with the Houston Texans a couple of years ago, when they traded Kenny Stills and Laremy Tunsil, and when they got two first-rounders back, I mean, last year with that first pick, they took Noah Imbanagonye, which is a very good – who was a very good special team player and, you know, a decent defensive backup. But now it's going to really depend on what they do with that pick. And the thing yeah. is, like, Miami is going to be heading in that direction too. Listen, here is the thing right now, Joe. Everybody's all telling me, so, Steve, who's going to win the AFC East this year? And, like, what's going to be the Jets' record? I said, okay – time out for 1 minute. We're only in March right now, okay? We haven't even gone through the draft. We haven't even seen the schedule yet. We haven't even had training camp yet. It's like, come on. The season hasn't even started yet. And you want to talk to me now about where the record's going to be right now? I mean, I do think the Jets are going to be better this year than they were last year at 2-14. It's just going to be 1 week at a time and signing and see what happens. We got to see what happens.
Listen, Steve, again, more fire from Steve, man. Listen, Steve, my lines are burning down thanks to you, my friend. You called in with an excellent call. I want you to have a good night, all right?
You too, man. Bye-bye.
Oh, man, Steve calling in with nothing but blazing takes, dude. That was an insane call. I don't know what to say. I'm just going to keep going to the lines, all right? Salute to everybody, 515-602-9639. Again, 515-602-9639 is the number. If you call in, please be patient. Wait on the line. Don't call in and hang up. Call in and hang up. You'll be in the abyss. I'll never see you. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to keep getting to these lines. We've got quite a bit of callers. I'm going to my guy, Macau, man. I'm going to Macau. I want to hear Macau's takes. I want to hear what Macau has to say. 817, I'm coming directly to you. Yo, Macau, give me your thoughts about the Sheldon Rankin signing. How are you feeling about that, my friend?
What's up, yo?
Bring the energy.
Joe.
Let's go.
Yo, Joe, I'm sorry to rank again. You can't be upset with Joe Douglas for bringing in potential injury prone a little bit potentially, but again, the man saying he's okay, so that's all we could do is roll with that. And again, when he's healthy, like the previous call, he is a demon. I mean, straight demon status when the man is healthy. I'm sitting here looking at highlights like that strip that he had on Juju to win the game. I'm sorry, like, that is what you need. Last minute, hustle play, smart football move. It was like, yo, that was beautiful. Mm-hmm. If he can stay healthy, I'm sorry. The man, I take it back. I don't think the man about to uproot Fulakasi. But, you know, I mean, great rotational piece, and I think he can honestly, you know, earn himself some time. But I'm loving it.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm right there with you, Mikal. I look at the situation and I say, he doesn't have to uproot, you know, Foto Fatakasi, because they can be on the line together. We're in that 4-3. So you can have him and Foto on the line together. You can have Quinnen Williams on the outside, and you can have Lawson on the outside too. And let me tell you something. I want to see who's going to be able to block that.
Exactly.
I want to see who's going to block that, dog.
Right? If you tell me I got to block Quinn, and then I got to block Lawson, okay, I'm spazzing. Then over here, we still got to take care of Rankin. And yo, I don't want to deal with that for four quarters. That is matchup nightmare. And again, all that is going to do, and they keep talking about it. Cool. So right now we got an issue with cornerback. We haven't addressed it. But if we end up rolling with Bryce Hall and maybe bringing back Poole, and I don't know, this crazy thing where we address, you know, cornerback in the draft. Because there's still some, you know, Asante Samuel Joyner, still my boy. JC, you know,
he could be here.
The lineage is there with those two. So, I'm fine with it. You know, in some crazy world where Patrick Surtain Jr. dropped, you know, I don't know, maybe beat a chick up or something. I'm taking
you. We can see what happens. I mean, there's, like you said, Mikal, there's a lot of guys that could end up being out there. You know what I'm saying? And again, like you talked about in the draft as well, I've heard Asante Samuel Jr. A lot of people were talking about him before the draft. He could be there at 23. He might be there. You know, some people are saying he may slide into the second round. I don't know. But, again, we have options because we have so many picks. And especially if you trade down, that opens up your options even more. But I want to stick with this because you were talking about the draft and continue to address spots. I know people talked about the cornerback position. We talked about the defensive position. Going to offense, a lot of people are banging on that we don't have two starting guards. What are your thoughts about that, and are you upset that Joe Douglas hasn't signed a guy like Thuney, or do you want to see him go after a guy like Turner from the Chargers, who's a free agent now currently as well?
I mean, Joe, you already know. Look, I talked about it last week. When Wayne gets Thuney, you know my little heart was broke. That was my biggest toy that I wanted for the offseason. You know, hey, whether it be Sam, whether it be Zach, whether it be Justin, you know, I wanted another anchor to shore up that offensive line. But, hey, you know, what's done is done. Me personally, I'm cool with not taking flyers on Turner. I would rather bring in a young guy during the draft. You know, this crazy thing where you build them all up, let them grow together, let them learn each other's strengths and weaknesses. That's part of being on the offensive line. Like I always knew what the person next to me was good at and what he wasn't. That's part of being on the offensive line. I can account for you. So I don't have any problem with drafting a young dude and watching that whole – drafting two, three young dudes. And, hey, if the talent's there, if you win that starting job, y'all growing up together.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm right there with you. And so my final question for you, Mikal, because you're bringing the fire right now. There's a lot of people upset about what Corey Davis had to say today, man. You know, he said he signed under the impression that Sam Darnold was going to be the starter, you know, this coming season. What are your thoughts about that, man? Do you feel like people are just overreacting?
I mean, personally, yeah. I mean, that's one of those things, you know. Again, everybody got to be professional. I mean, that man at work, he can't go out here, whoa, I don't know, no, Sam, no, I'm not here for Sam. I'm here for Justin Fields, whoever, you know, whoever we draft. I mean, he there was no way that man could have came out and said that. He came out and said exactly what he needed to say. He did ruffle any feathers. I mean, he did and said what he was supposed to. Now, he might in fact know, hey, more than anybody, where Joe Douglas' mind is at with this whole thing. I'm hearing that Zach Wilson is a foregone, you know, conclusion. Like, that is the dude. I'm hearing pretty much just a, hey, you know what, got to get a physical, and it's a done deal.
Yeah.
But, I mean, as far as him making them comments, I think that was probably the most professional thing he could have said. I mean, if I was him, I would have said the same thing.
Yeah. I completely agree. And, again, you know, I don't think Joe Douglas is, you know, I'm pretty sure he signed under that impression. But Joe Douglas, again, if his mind does change, it changes. But I don't think anybody's really going to know what's going on, because we've seen no leaks. We've seen no one that truly has a clue of what's going on there, you know, with the Jets organization as far as free agency moves or even, you know, some of their drafts. So we'll see what happens going forward. But, again, Joe Douglas has kept everything sealed, tight, buttoned up. Nobody knows nothing, not even the beat. There's no leaks. There's no nothing. You know what I'm saying? That's something that's changed. There's been a huge change, you know, since he's been in power. But, Mikal, listen, you brought the fire tonight, man. You brought the complete fire. I want to thank you for calling in, man. I got to get back to these lines. You have a good night, my friend.
You too. Yo, be safe, Joe. And everybody out here is saying Corey Davis can't be a number one wide receiver. I'm sorry. I beg to differ. Have a good night, y'all.
All right. You have a good night, man. Ooh, listen, Mikal brought the fire, bruh. Mikal brought the fire. Salute to him. Give him a hand, man. Give him a hand. Hand, man. Get that guy a hand. We're going to keep getting to these lines. We've got quite a bit of callers. Again, 515-602-9639. 515-602-9639. Call in. Please do not call in and hang up. You know what I'm saying? You'll be in the abyss. I'll never see you. You know what I'm saying? Just call in. Wait your time. Everybody will get on. You know what I'm saying? We'll talk to everybody. I respect everybody's time. Also, wherever you're watching me from, please give me a thumbs up. You know what I'm saying? You know, thumbs up my stream. If you haven't subscribed on YouTube, please subscribe and turn on your notifications. You know what I'm saying? I want to, you know, when I get content out there, I want y'all to be involved. So we're going to keep getting to these lines now. 518, I'm coming directly to you, 518. I believe you're a new caller. 518, give me your name, where you're from, and what are your thoughts on the Jets signing Sheldon Rankins?
Hey, LBJ, it's Jimmy from, where the heck am I? Oh, yeah, North Myrtle Beach. Anyway, Sheldon Rankins, if he's healthy, he's the dude.
Yeah, go ahead.
We got a strong tackle in there. We got a strong line. I never really saw anything out of Zuniga or the other one on the end. But we need somebody stronger than him. We have that. We got another New York sack exchange.
So you're feeling strongly about Carl Lawson and Quinnen Williams as well. You know, with that line that Joe Douglas has put together.
Oh, definitely. We got the makings of another New York sack exchange. You know, we get that other edge in there. Oh, man. Man, that's we'd be contenders. With what we had last year, we were number fourth in pass defense, our defense.
Mm-hmm.
That's not bad. And that was from the 3-4.
Huh?
Now you put Lawson in there. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. We're going to do something. I mean, we ain't no contenders yet, but we're on our way.
Yeah.
I do believe that this is a great foundation and picking up through the draft. And I agree with building the wall. I'd love it if we got the second and third pick for Wyatt Davis and Creed Humphrey. But what I really hear is that Joe Douglas does not want to move Connor McGovern out of center.
Yeah.
So,
well, I mean, there's still some guys, again, that you can plug in. There's some guys that you can plug in, you know, in the offensive line, particularly in the draft. We talked about Creed Humphrey. I know people, you know, have him pegged as a center, but there's still other guys that you can go after as well, you know, in this upcoming draft. And, again, as we get closer to that, we'll continue to talk about some of those prospects. But there's some depth there that we can go after, especially with the picks that we have. So just getting back, because you were bringing a fire pretty early, your hype about the defense. What about this cornerback position? Because that's a position that a lot of people are looking at right now, and they're saying they're not too sure about it, Jimmy. You know what I'm saying? They're looking at this situation. Yeah. They're saying Bryce Hall, bless Austin. Oh, my God. I don't know if I want to go into next season with him. How are you feeling about that, and do you want to see the Jets address that in free agency? Because there's guys out there, you know, Malcolm Butler, Richard Sherman. You know, what are your thoughts about Steven Nelson? How would you want the Jets to address that cornerback position, man?
I think Joe's got a plan, and he's going to go as cheap as he can for the best available. Mm. think mm-hmm. that's the way it's going to be.
Yeah.
I heard a couple of things that I wasn't crazy about hearing is that Joe never even some of the agents never heard from Joe about like I think it was Juju. They said
yeah.
they were in conversations, and I think maybe it was that one, but there was a couple of others that they said Thuney, I think. No, not Thuney. Corey Linsley. Linsley was the one that the Jets
yeah.
agent, the Linsley's agent, never even heard from us. So there wasn't
yeah.
a big push for
yeah.
them, but they were after Thuney.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
I mean, that would have
been a
good
upset. Yeah, I think that Joe Douglas looked at the free agency field looked at the free agency field, figured out the guys that he wanted, because, again, a lot of these guys, you know, there were some quick signings. I mean, after the first day, there was a little bit of lag where there was nothing. I know people were extremely frustrated, but Corey Davis, you know, he started moving, and he got the guys that he wanted. Maybe for him, Joe Thuney, and, again, you look at the situation with Thuney, he went to the Chiefs, dude. Like, I don't think we were going to beat that, you know. I don't think we were beating where he was going. You know what I'm saying? I think that they looked at him and said, hey, you know, he's going there. He picked that team. We're going to have to drastically overpay. So I think they moved on from him and kept it moving. But we can continue to address, you know, our offensive line, especially wide receiver, too, in the draft, because there's quite a bit of guys there. So I think that Joe Douglas has done a solid job. But my final question for you, and you're bringing the fire so far, Jimmy, is what are your thoughts about Corey Davis, you know, believing that Sam is going to be the starting, you know, QB when the season starts? He said he signed under that impression. How do you feel about that?
I would have said the same thing, you know, because we didn't have anybody else. That's up in the air.
Yeah.
What's the fact? The fact is the quarterback that we have is Sam Darnold. We don't have it. We have
yeah.
a pick, but right now I'm here, and I'm sure he knows what we're doing. I'm sure he's looking at our podcasts and everything else. So he knows what's going on. He gets the scoop. He watches. He's on Twitter and all. But
yeah.
I really wish we would have gotten Curtis Samuel, because he's the one that we really needed. He's the one that could do
yeah,
all those
yeah.
Sweeps and the motion and everything else. But I like Keelan Cole.
Yeah.
I've always liked him. You know, he could be the next slot. But
And I mean, again, when you add him with Mims and Mims, Crowder, him, and Davis, I think, you know, our wide receiver core is solid. I think it's very solid. We have more weapons than we've had, you know, in the recent past, and some reliable hands to go to, Jimmy.
Yeah, exactly. And even the tight end, Croft.
Croft, yeah.
I think he's going to be more of our fullback. I think he's going to be more of that role.
Yeah, I mean, he could be utilized as a blocker as well. He's a solid blocker and a solid set of hands. So I like that signing too. But, Jimmy, I got to get back to these lines, my friend. It was great speaking to you tonight. Man, next time I have a show, I want to hear from you, my friend. I really liked a lot of your takes.
Well, it was my pleasure. You take care, LBJ.
All right.
Go Jets.
Sending you. You have a good night, man. Peace. Go Jets, man. You already know. They already know. We all green. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Listen, we're going to keep going to the line. Salute to everybody that's calling in. 848, I'm coming directly to you. 848, I'm coming to you. I want you to give me your name, where you're from, and I want you to give me your thoughts on the Jets signing Sheldon Rankins.
What's up, Joe? I'm Anthony. I talked to you a few weeks ago. I think the Rankins signing is really, really solid. It just, I know it's not this sexy signing that we've seen in the past, but still, I think this makes our D-line really, really stacked. And then you got Rankins, Lawson, Quinny Williams, John Franklin Myers, and Nathan Shepard. So I think this is looking good for our D-line. I think this D-line next year could be like a top 5 D-line.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's huge right there. You know what I'm saying? I think they'll be much improved as well, especially with Lawson.
I know.
We finally got a pass rush. We don't have to send a billion blitz. You know what I'm saying? We're definitely going to be able to get after. And I think, again, you can swing Quinn into that other side, have him play, you know, DN out there as well, and it'd be more disruption and pressure. So I do, you know, I think we'll be solid. I don't know where we'll be in the rankings, but I think we'll be solid too. But even continuing to talk about this defense, a lot of people looking at it, and they're saying, Anthony, you know, this cornerback position is poop. It's not a guy that they feel, you know, is really worth anything.
I think
is there a cornerback in free agency you want to see the Jets go after?
Wait, what you say again? Excuse me, I couldn't hear you.
Yeah, you know, is there a cornerback in free agency you want to see the Jets go after to kind of, you know, help fill that,
yeah,
that corner
position?
Yeah,
there's a few names out there. You got names like Quan Williams, Richard Sherman. I'm not 100% sure if they are that interested in Richard Sherman, but I really think they should still look into him. It's, like, obviously, part of him wants to come to the Jets because of Robert Saleh. It's like, you've been hearing that the last few months, but I don't know what the chances we get him are. I think Quan Williams is more realistic at this time, but we just got to see.
Well, yeah. How would you want to see the Jets answer their question at guard, man? Because there are some people that are screaming,
I really, really like Trey Turner. He's a 5-time Pro Bowler. I think on the market right now for guards, I think he's the best option out there. But if we're going to go after him, we got to hurry because there's other teams out there that are interested in him. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm right there with you. You know, he's like you said.
Like,
I
don't want to go into next season with Lewis and Van Rotten like playing a lot. Ooh. I don't want to do that again.
Oh, neither do
you know what
I.
Mean? Good.
Hell no, to the no, no, no. Hell to the no, to the no, no, no.
No, please, not again. Please, not again.
I know, right? I know.
Gracious.
No, I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm just saying they're probably still going to be on the roster next year.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Anthony, my final question for you, because you're bringing the heat right now, is you look at the Jets running back position, and I know, you know, we got P. Ryan, we got Ty Johnson. People are excited about him. What are your thoughts about the Jets possibly adding Tevin Coleman, man? What are your thoughts about that?
Listen, man, this I actually like it, bro. It really makes sense. This guy isn't an elite running back. Listen, man. Before, he's been pretty solid in the NFL. So, and it makes sense. He fits the Michael Floor offense because, you know, and he knows, obviously, he knows Robert Saleh and Michael Floor back in San Francisco. So, and it would make a lot of sense. So, I'd bring in Tevin Coleman. I know there's other guys out there like Jerick McKinnon that we could possibly bring in. But listen, man, I would like to bring in Tevin Coleman, but I don't know how realistic it is.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's still out there. I think it's realistic. You know what I'm saying? I think he'd be willing to come in and just depend on a dollar amount, but I don't think he'd be asking for $1 billion at all. But, you know.
Yeah,
I
know. I think we can get him really cheap.
Yeah, and I think he'd be a solid signing as well. This guy that had success, you know what I'm saying, in that 49ers running scheme. You know what I'm saying?
No,
so
no.
It is what it is.
Yeah,
Anthony, I got to get back to these lines, man. I want to thank you for calling in tonight. Next time I have a show, I want to hear from you, my friend.
All right, I'll come back on. It was nice talking to you, Joe.
Absolutely. You have a good night, man. Listen, Anthony calling in with the fire. We'll keep going to the lines. 515-602-9639. 515-602-9639. Man, I want to hear from y'all. Give me your thoughts about this team. You know, I talked a little bit about this as well, and I'll continue to talk about people talking about Tevin Coleman coming in. And I know that there are some Jets fans that are set on the Jets getting that big time, you know, number one running back, the bell cow back. I've slowed on that a little bit. I think that we can go in there with a solid trio of backs and be successful. And the reason why I say that is if you look at this scheme that the Jets are running now with Floor coming in, he's bringing that Shanahan offense. If you look at what happened with the Niners, I'm forced to watch them because I'm on the West Coast. They ran with a trio of backs. That's what they did. And it was a bunch of like kind of, I'm not, you know, I don't want to disrespect them, but not, you know, household name guys. It was a bunch of, you know, it was McKinnon, it was Mozart, it was, you know, their leading rusher was Jeff Wilson Jr. He's an undrafted rookie free agent. You know, you don't have to necessarily have just one back doing it all. And I think that that's what we're going to see this year. I think we'll have, more than likely, we're going to have a trio of backs. I don't think that the Jets are going to pick a running back high, and I don't think they're necessarily, you know, going to push to even make a trade for, you know, a top back in this league. I think that we can go in there with a trio of backs and really be successful. And if you look at the Niners offense with those trio of backs and the way that they ran, they had a top rushing offense in the league. That's why I keep telling people, you look at this offense, I'm saying, we're going to run the ball this year. I don't know if y'all know that. I don't know if y'all know, but we about to run the ball. Let me tell you. We about to run the ball, baby. I don't know if y'all know, but you look at what they did with the Niners. If he comes in here, you know, Kyle Shanahan, his running schemes, this guy's he's got it upstairs. He's one of a running scheme genius, okay? Let me tell you something. We're going to run the ball this year. We're going to run the ball more than we probably have ran the ball in these recent years. The running game will be a focus under LaFleur, under, you know, Sulla, and with this new offense that we're bringing in. So I'm going to keep getting to the lines again, 515-602-9639. 515-602-9639. Please be patient when you call in. We'll get to everybody. I'm going to 661. I think I'm going to my guy Jason, man. I want to hear his takes. I want to hear his takes, and I want to hear what he has to say about this Jets football team and some of the signings that they made. Jason, I want to thank you for calling in tonight, my friend. Give me your thoughts about Sheldon Rankins, man. What are your thoughts about his signing?
Before I get into it, I said thank you for having me and for letting me talk. And so, Shaken, he's an interesting piece. I wasn't expecting us to go defensive tackle. I thought we were going to push more of cornerback and other needs to try to finish around the roster. So it was a surprise signing for me, but I like it. Let's see what we get to do and see what this offline eats and see if they can be they can havoc the offensive line.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I think we'll be, you know, I think our defensive line will be vicious as well. We've got so many pieces. I mean, guys is just going to get after, especially with Lawson being brought in. That just opens so many things up because we finally have a pass rusher. But I want to talk to you about this linebacker position, man, because when you look at this situation, we need some pieces there still. And I'm just wondering, I know we got Davis. We brought him in. That was, I think, a solid signing, a guy that has a motor. But we need other pieces as well. How do you think the Jets should continue to address the linebacker position in free agency? Are you open to any of the guys that are still out there? I know the guys like Alexander is still out there, you know, a guy that used to play with the Saints. How do you feel about it? What should the Jets do to address it?
Well, I don't know if you actually saw, but we actually signed a Falcons linebacker. So he looked like he was more as a special team, but he could help with that. I would see for the depth of – I would see maybe like a fourth or fifth round pick. The Jets could be go draft a linebacker. But
yeah.
Besides them, though, see, we have C.J. Mosley coming back, and then Cashman and a couple of others come back from interesting. So it's going to be interesting to see this linebacking core with the competitive of it going to be of how everyone is.
When you talk about C.J. Mosley, though, I know that there's some in the fan base that want to move on from him. Two games, 2 years, frustrated a lot of people. He's got a big contract. You know, this year I think he's making like $6 million. Next year he's making $8 million. What are your thoughts about the Jets possibly trading him? Because those rumors are swirling as well. Is that something you'd like to see?
First of all, you got to look into that contract. If we trade him now, we're taking a huge chunk of money. So unless we're getting something that lets us say that's worth it, I don't think we see C.J. Mosley move this year. Maybe it could be in the next couple of years, but not this year, I don't believe. I don't think those rumors are going to happen.
Okay. Look, I respect that, man. I respect that. So my final question for you before I let you go is, you look at this situation, Jets fans are upset. Corey Davis comes in. He says, hey, I think, you know, I signed under the impression that Sam was going to be the starting quarterback going into the season. What are your thoughts about his comments, and do you feel like Jets fans are overreacting?
Well, you know, it's Jets Twitter, you know. Jets Twitter is always a mess. So, yeah, of course, you're going to have those people that be like, what? No way. Or they actually, I've just seen on Twitter, like, they're trying to call now Davis, now Sleepy Davis, which is sad. But, again, this could be this, and we don't know what the GM told these players, and we don't know what the GM has in mind. But this could be the potentially the truth, and that our fan base just don't want to hear it because we just want to move on from because our fan base just don't want Sam anymore. So it's sad, but it's funny to see how this fan base like every. Anything about the QB situation, you hear either happy or mad. It's just funny just to watch.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's laughable.
I mean, it is what it is. You know, they – like, you know, Jets Twitter, Jets fan base, they'll let you know about it. But, you know, I think, like I said earlier as well, there's no leaks really coming out of, you know, the Jets franchise anymore. Joe Douglas has sealed that up. So that may be, you know, maybe that was the impression I was given to Corey, but that doesn't mean that Joe Douglas didn't change his mind the second that Corey Davis signed that contract or even, you know, a week later, you know. So nobody really knows what Joe Douglas is going to do, and he's going to keep it that way because let me tell you something. That the value of that second pick in the first round just continues to go up. It continues to go up, okay? You know, and
I have a question for you.
You know, he's going to take advantage of that. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so I know this is kind of not because we're not close enough for the draft, but what would you do if somehow, some way, the Jags take Wilson and then we have Trevor Lawrence at number two? Because teams may want Trevor Lawrence at that point, or we could snag him for ourselves. So that situation would be interesting, and I would like to hear your opinion about that.
Well, that's a great question, Jason. Listen, I think if Trevor Lawrence is there at two, if a team is willing to offer some of the things that we heard before, right? Because if you listen to analysts before, people were talking about, you know, possibly teams willing to give up two, maybe damn near three drafts for Trevor Lawrence, all right? If Trevor Lawrence somehow is there at two, you definitely, you know, got to look into having teams call around. And if they're calling you and offering you a boatload of picks like we're talking about, I don't know how you don't make that move. You know, I don't know. Because that much capital in the hands of an evaluator like Joe Douglas? Ridiculous. He can do so many things with it, man. But I don't know. I don't believe that Trevor Lawrence is going to go, you know, I believe he's going to go one. I don't even think, he's going to be there. So I think they'll take him. But I definitely would, and I've talked about it before. My take was, hey, you know, you got to trade down. You got to trade down. Because let me tell you something, we can fill out so many things. And in that, again, even if your quarterback situation is still in flux, you can get another quarterback in the next draft because you'll have so much capital. It'll be insane. It just continues to allow you to continue to build the football team the correct way, quicker, and then turn things around. So that would be my idea on that. But, Jason, I got to get back to these lines, man. We got quite a bit of callers, man. I want to thank you for calling in tonight. Next time I have a show, I want to hear from you, all right?
All right, man. Go Jets off. J-E-T-S, Jets.
Right. Absolutely. Thank you. Listen, man, we're going to keep getting to these lines and bringing the fire. Also, you know, there's free agency signings kind of moving. Things are still fluid as we're kind of consistently doing the show. You know, the Jets signed Phillips as well, linebacker. So that was a solid move for them. They brought another guy in and helped this linebacking core. So we're going to continue to go on, and we're going to talk about that as well. You know, signings are constantly being made, even though we're live. You know what I'm saying? I still got to bring the take. So we're going to keep on going to these lines. 216-216, I'm coming to you. Give me your name, where you're from, and give me your thoughts about the Jets signing Sheldon Rankins. How do you feel about that, man?
Come on, Joe. You know who it is, man. Your number one nemesis, Monty C. Gully, back,
oh,
man.
Bruh, how does this
back,
team
man,
happen?
Back.
How does this – where's the security?
What do
I pay security for? What? You guys can't stop people like this from coming through the gate.
Nah, man. When you speak the truth, man, they let you slide right in the back door, man.
Oh, man, Monty. Look, you always want to call and accost me. You want to cause me issues. Listen, let's start with this.
No,
Sheldon,
man,
Rankins,
no.
Give me your thoughts on the signing. Yes, man.
So I think Sheldon Rankins is an excellent pickup, especially with the Jets moving to the 4-3 defense. I think he's a really, really good defensive tackle. I believe he was dealing with some injuries last year, but from the couple games that I've seen from him, he's a really solid player, and the Jets can use him to line up right beside Q on the defensive line. I think if it doesn't work out, I think he's amazing. I think he's a big time player if he can return back to his normal self.
Yeah, yeah. So with his addition, my thought process is this: is that, you know, you swing Quinnen to the outside of defensive end, you put him and Fadukasi, you know, in the middle. That really sets your stomping grounds there in the 4-3, and then of course you got Lawson on the outside, and we become a complete terror. You know, along the
defensive
line.
So wait,
I don't know.
Put Q at a defensive tackle?
No, I wouldn't because I think, I mean, you can rotate them in, but I think, bruh, to get them all on the field at the same time, Like, Rankin, the guy that's going to give you more interior pass rush, but, bro, you put Q at that outside and you have him rushing, dude, who can block that? Yeah,
but I think
who can
I
block
think,
that?
I think the best that you're going to get out of Q is him at defensive tackle in the 4-3 scheme. I think that scheme fits him perfectly. I know the Jets were in the 3-4 the last couple of years, and I really didn't feel like that really, you know, fit his style of play. You know, he's more so of a he has a really quick first step. He's not that heavy, you know, to be the anchor on the 3-4, but, you know, he can move a little bit. So I think at D tackle, he'll be perfect. You know, we're looking for somebody like Aaron Donald. I think Q can be that because he has the speed, he has the athleticism to be able to get to the quarterback at that position, and he doesn't have to hold a bunch of blocks. The 4-3 is perfect for him. That's what they ran at Alabama, and I think it's just perfect. It's a perfect position for him, the D tackle position.
I definitely see your take there. And like I said, I think they can rotate him in between those positions. But, bruh, if they move him out there, put him, Rankins, Fadu Kassi, or even Nathan Shepard, you know, again, within that rotation, and then get Carl Lawson out there, and we're not even talking about the rotation of John Franklin Myers and, you know, all the other guys. Bruh, it's going to be insane. I don't know. I don't see how a lot of teams are going to be able to block that, bro. I really don't. But I want to expand on the defense.
I think teams can. What's up?
It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tougher than it has in recent years. You're going to have a harder time dealing with this Jets defensive line than you probably have in the last two, three years.
I still don't know, man. We don't have any, like, still, like, I mean, Q just, he showed out last year. You know, he really stepped up. And under Greg Williams, that's what I kind of expected, because under Greg Williams, you know, all the players that he's drafted in the first round, they've always kind of struggled the first year because it's a learning experience. He wants them to kind of learn the technique a little bit more. Second year is when they really blossom. I seen the same thing with Myles Garrett. I saw the same thing when he was with the Greg Williams with the Rams with Aaron Donald. You know, they struggle the first year because it's learning. They're learning the system, and Greg is really strict on them. And then the second year, they just explode because, you know, now they're playing a little bit faster. And Q was like that. You know, he was playing more so with instinct rather than thinking so much. And he was healthy.
Yeah. I mean, but staying with this defense, man, I want to talk to you about this cornerback position, because let me tell you something. There's a lot of Jets fans are looking at it and saying this position needs upgrades. I'm not the biggest fan of Bless Austin. He was getting cooked at times. I saw a lot of things out of Bryce Hall that I liked, but I don't know, you know, if he's a number one. I don't know if he's a number two. I don't know. So when you look at this cornerback position, are there any free agents out there that you think the Jets should be going after to continue to address it? And if not, you know, what are your thoughts about them possibly taking a corner in the draft? I mean, how do you feel about this?
So I would definitely take a hard look at Steven Nelson from the Steelers. He's a big-time player, and I think he's something – he can upgrade the cornerback position a lot. As far as what we already have, I think with Salah's defense, it's more so of a zone scheme. And I think the players, the cornerbacks that we already have on the team are more so – they're more so zone cornerbacks. They're not – they're big, they're physical – corners. They're not really man-to-man corners. They're more so zone corners. So I think you're going to see Bless Austin doing well this year. I think you're going to see Bryce Hall doing well this year, even Lamar Jackson, because these guys are when we drafted them, that's what I thought they were. They were just, you know, zone corners. They're not really that fast. None of our corners have top-end speed, so it's kind of hard to ask those guys to be man-to-man cornerbacks. So if you're you know, drafting for scheme, the guys that you already have are you know, really – they're going to be really good for your scheme. What I think you need to do is you got to try to get more pass rush, more line, better linebackers. In this game, anybody can play the cornerback position. So, I mean, you might want to take a hard look at Richard Sherman as well, see what kind of deal you can get him on. Because he's perfect for the system.
Yeah, you know, I agree with you as well. Richard Sherman is one of the guys that I wanted us to target. I really liked him again. And like you said as well, his familiarity with Sulla and the scheme, I think, would fit. Nelson, again, is a guy I think, like you said, I think we should take a hard look at. You know, Malcolm Butler is a guy I would think about, too, if he's out there as well.
J.C. Jackson, J.C. Jackson with the with the Patriots, we will have to give up. We will have to give up a pick because he's a restricted free agent, I believe. But he's, man, I'm telling you, that guy, he's a player, man. He really showed out last year, you know, and he played a lot of man-to-man coverage. And you know, the Patriots defense wasn't nearly what they were in the past. So he was left on the island a lot of times. And from the games that I've seen, like, he really held his own. He got beat. But, you know, a lot of games, you know, he really held his own. So J.C. Jackson is another guy that, man, he's somebody that I would take a look at. I think it's a second-round tender, I believe, on J.C. Jackson. I'm telling you, he's a good player. But I get it. If you're going to go to the
second
draft,
round,
be able to – He's good. I'm telling you, he's a player.
He's good. You know, he may be good, but you know, a second rounder, especially with the type of talent that we have in this draft as well, and the other holes that we need, a second rounder.
Yeah.
it's a little too high for me.
Yeah.
But you know, I respect.
But I think he's young. He's a young guy. This is his first contract. This is his first contract.
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah, absolutely.
You know,
we gotta
add dogs, man. And I feel like he's a dog. Him and Steven Nelson. Our dogs, and you know, Richard Sherman, he's on the back end, but we also, man, we have to be in the business of developing players as well. And when you're developing players, you have to be able to add veterans who've been there and who've done it before, because you just can't have a team just full of young guys. You know, I live in Cleveland, and I've seen the Browns go from, you know, 0-16 to 1-15, and now they're in the playoffs. So, you know, just because you have a lot of young talent, that doesn't mean, or you know, you have a lot of picks and you're adding talent, that doesn't automatically mean that you're automatically just going to be in the playoffs. It's a process, and you have to learn how to win. And when you bring veterans in there to teach these guys to, you know, how to prepare, you know, how to go about your business, is vital in it, the growth of these young guys. So, I mean, with Joe Douglas, you know, that's why I'm kind of, you know, a little upset, you know, with how free agency is going, because, you know, you have to add competition at certain positions, and you also have to add veteran presence, guys who've been there before, because, you know, they add a tremendous value to your locker room. And even if they, you know, even if they lost a step, they can still, you know, there's still guys that can spot start. And they can, you know, if a guy isn't ready, we don't have to force him on the field, because you know how the New York media is. If we put a guy on the field and they don't play, if they don't play particularly well the first couple of games, we automatically call him a bust. Look what we did to Q. We were ready to ship him off.
Yep.
It's just like sometimes you just have to, you know, you have to bring guys in so those rookies don't have to play right away. And I'm a big, you know, I believe wholeheartedly in that, you know, adding competition at positions, and, you know, just being able to properly develop the young talent on your team, because I just don't want to throw you to the wolves. I want to make sure that you're ready to be on the field. I don't want to make sure the guy who's in front of you has properly shown you how the NFL works. And
I think Joe Douglas has
to really take a look at that.
Yeah, and with that, and you brought up a great take, and you're bringing the fire right now. I look at this offensive line position, and I'm saying to myself, I know there's a lot of other Jets fans out there that are saying, hey, there's still a need here. Van Roten, Lewis, terrible. Do not bring those guys back. We do not want to see them starting again. So when you look at this situation, how would you like the Jets to address that in free agency? Are you a Trey Turner guy from the Chargers? Do you want to see us bring him in? I mean, he's a former Pro Bowler, or do you want to see us address it in the draft? Because – again, Creed Humphrey, there's, you know, a lot of guys that are still going to be out there in the draft, and we have, you know, picks to make that happen. How do you think the Jets should take care of this position, man?
Joe, I'm a component of both. Add Trey Turner and draft his replacement. There's nothing wrong with that, because you're basically having insurance for yourself. Okay, so if you're banking on Trey Turner, right? If you're banking on him to kind of play well in that position, when you sign them,
and he doesn't, you got a guy waiting in the wings, looking to get on the field, probably hungry to get on the field. And if Trey Turner does play well, that rookie that you drafted, you can put him at another guard position. It's a win-win. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, you have to we're not in position to just say, okay, I'll just add Trey Turner and then we'll be straight. Nah. You have to add as much talent as possible in the most important position. That's the offensive line. Like I was telling you last week, if you don't invest in the offensive line, you're not going to have a good team. And that's straight. You're not. I don't care. Yeah. You can have all world receivers. You can have an all world running back. But if you don't invest in the offensive line, being able to properly coach these guys, because the coaching was terrible on the offensive line. It was terrible, awful, the last couple years. It's brutal. And if you can't properly coach these guys up, and which I think, you know, LaFleur will, you know, coming from that, I mean, I hope he will, you know, coming from that Shanahan system, it seems like they always have good offensive line play. And, you know, maybe he can learn something from his brother as well. But I just really think that you just really heavily have to invest, whether it's free agent signings and it has to be drafting these players, because you cannot you cannot afford to miss. You can't.
Yeah. You know what, Monty, you know, we've got our back and forth, man, but you're bringing the fire tonight. Give this man a hand.
We might
disagree on a couple things. Not too much. He'll get too full of himself. Not too much. We all know how Monty does.
Oh, I'm still going to come through the back door, man. Security not going to keep me out.
Oh, man. Oh, my goodness, man. Here we go. You know what I'm saying? I just try to show him love, respect. You see how he do. You know, Monty is just Monty. But, listen, my final question for you before I let you go.
What's up?
You know what I'm saying? And really quickly, you look at Corey Davis. He comes out and says, hey, he signed in the impression that Sam Darnold is going to be his starting quarterback. Jets fans going crazy. What are your thoughts about that, man? Do you feel like people are overreacting at this point?
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand what people's problem is with just allowing Sam to really just develop. Because at the end of the day, even if you draft another quarterback, still gonna have to develop him either way. So you know what's in the building with Sam Darnold. You know what needs to be corrected with Sam Darnold. You've seen flashes from the guy. You've seen that he wasn't properly coached. You've seen so many different things. It wasn't a really good team around him. So you know what you have. At the end of the day, if you're going to draft a quarterback, you're going to have to develop him. Why not just develop Sam Darnold? You know what you got. It's plain and simple. Am I the biggest Sam Darnold fan? No. From his rookie season, man, I was standing on top of a mountain for the guy, you know, because I just saw I saw things in him that just – I was like, man, this guy really – he really has it. Even though he was struggling, you know, he still struggled in his rookie season. He still showed this thing where it doesn't matter what's going on around him, he's not really going to flinch under pressure. Yeah. He's still going to do his thing. He's still going to sling it, and I like that. And, you know, when the second season and third season came out, it's like, I'm not really that sold on a guy. But I think you just have to develop him. He has mechanical issues that needs to be fixed. What I seen from Adam Gase last year, it's just Adam Gase has set this team, you know, 3 or 4 years behind. Because when you're looking, when you're like – Joe, look, when you're looking at Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady on the sideline, right? When they're coming over to the sideline, they're sitting down on the bench. They're getting coaching. Every time that I saw Sam Darnold go towards the bench, he was by himself, man. After a bad play,
he didn't even have a real QB coach, Monty.
He didn't have a real QB coach.
He had no coaching during the game, and he also couldn't audible out of plays. My God. Come on.
Exactly. Exactly. And I'm not trying to make excuses. I'm not trying to make excuses for Sam Darnold. But at the end of the day, you have to be able to. You drafted him. You gave up significant capital to draft this guy.
Yeah.
And you just want to make sure you see that he has talent. He's made some phenomenal plays. Now you see, like, you just have to hone in his skills, develop them, and just have him just be a better quarterback. And that's it. Now, if it doesn't work out next year, then you can go and, you know, find a quarterback and, you know, do all those things. But Jesus, man, let the dude get to his fourth year. Man, he's not awful.
Yeah. 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 Well, yeah. Monty, listen, I gotta move on. Look, I want to thank you for calling in, man. Next time I have a show, I want to hear from you. We go back and forth, but it's all love.
Oh, yeah.
And I love talking football with you. You know your stuff. So I want you to have a good night, my friend.
All right, you do the same, man. I appreciate you. Thanks
all
for
right,
taking my call.
Go. Yeah, listen, Monty calling in. Me and Monty go back and forth all the time on Twitter, you know. We go back and forth. Strong opinions each way. It's all love. But he's got some fire takes, man. Listen, I want to thank everybody for calling in tonight. I'm going to close the show out here. Look, there's a lot to talk about. We'll continue on. We got draft coming up. We're definitely going to talk about that stuff. But I'm telling you, the Jets, I think we're heading in the right direction. We made quite a bit of signings that have really helped bolster this roster. So listen, I'm the man of the people. I'm here for the people. Let me shamelessly promote our Facebook page. Everyone go on Facebook, search D Long Beach Joe Show. Like that page. My content's up there. Go ahead and give it a listen. Message me. I'll message you right back. I love going back and forth with folks about this football team. Also, leave me some feedback. I love hearing about what you folks think I do here on the Long Beach Joe Show. I'm also on Twitter as well at YoungJ000. That's 3 0s. Go ahead and follow me. I'll follow you right back. You want to troll me? No issues. I'm going to live under the bridge, and I will have my Darnold jersey on at all times. I don't know what's going to happen. Corey Davis thinks he's going to be the starting quarterback come this season. You know what I'm saying? I'll have, you know, it'd be me, Corey Davis, watching Sam. You know what I'm saying? Chilling with Sam as well down there under that bridge. Who knows? You know what I'm saying? We all just going to hang out together and have a good time. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? We just going to talk about the Jets, talk about how everybody's excited to be on the team. Could happen. I'm also on YouTube as well at the Long Beach Joe Jets. Long Beach Joe Jets is the YouTube page. Do my live streams. Please subscribe. Turn on your notifications and give my videos a thumbs up as well. You know what I'm saying? I love going back and forth. That's where the live streams are going to be if you're listening on Blog Talk Radio. That's where everything goes down. That's where it happens. So if you want to watch the show live, subscribe. Turn on your notifications. And if you want to troll me, no issues. I'm going to troll under the bridge. I'll troll you right there as well, too. You know what I'm saying? We can go back and forth on there as well. And as always, people, when you see me in person, okay, when you see me in person, it is arms out, chest open, free hugs for everybody, okay? Especially in these times, man. We're all Jets fans. You know, free hugs, man, it will cost you absolutely nothing. So I want to thank everyone for listening. You folks have a good one. Peace out. One second, folks. Hold on.